For those who don't know, what's the difference between jam and jelly?
It depends upon the level of the acidicness. I grew up with jam or jelly. To me, it was the same concept.
Too.
So it's very consistency. And I think for me, when I was trying to then come up with that description, you know, based on, you know, the FDA requirements, I learned about that and how it just changed my mind on how jam and jellies were actually different.
And it's acidity. It's not jiggliness.
Yeah, exactly. And butter and spreads are so different as well.
Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CISA, the local hero folks, and Elizabeth Walsh, who is the kitchen manager and jam queen.
The jam.
Busting out the fat jams at the farm table as part of Kringle Candle in Berniston, and also executive chef from the farm table, Robert Conlin. Robert, jam is a big ingredient in what you've got going on as executive chef there, so much that you have a jam queen.
It is. The jams have been a very successful project for Elizabeth. We incorporate them in as many places as we can in the restaurant. The apple butter is in our harissa cauliflower wrap. My favorite variety is the blackberry raspberry lime jam, which we have on our Chev cheesecake. The Chev comes from Thomas Farm. They're really all over the menu, and they're absolutely delicious.
What came first, Elizabeth? Were you the kitchen manager and then the jam queen, or the jam queen and then the kitchen manager?
I became the jam queen and then the kitchen manager. But I had been a cook for about 5.5 years at the farm table. This was an extra project. I really love being able to be creative, especially in the culinary fields. I think that there's an opportunity for us to source locally. And with that in mind, I worked alongside of RJ to be able to bring local farmers in. At the same time, I was working alongside with the jams in order to bring my products that I needed for that. So
pump up the jams.
I actually made 4 different jams. One of them has sold out, which is our plum lavender. It was a really hot item and it was delicious. We also have the apple butter jam, the onion spread, and the black raspberry lime.
And you're making them where locally?
The Franklin County CDC, which is on Well Street in Greenfield.
So for people who make jam at home, can you explain flavors change as you go into higher quantities? It's not just you multiply it by 200.
We have to test out the recipe. I can come up with any recipe that I want as I've done. But working with the CDC, I think it really allows us to really perfect what is the initial availability for this to be stable. And we have to know that it has to hit that margin so that we have food that's safe. We can bottle it and we can sell it. And the more that I do things that have more acid, it's going to be a lot easier for me to put it on the shelf. The ones that are a little bit more trickier, they're going to be worth the wait.
And that's what's great about the Franklin County CDC. It is this test kitchen. It's great as an incubator for food-based businesses. And you can check out the jams from Farm Table. What did you bring here? Let me taste it.
I would go with the black raspberry lime.
And it's like a mini pie.
It's going to sell you. It's going to sell you.
Made like tiny little pie crusts to put these jam in. So everything but the lime, I'm assuming, is from around here.
Yeah.
But the lime gives it that nice little extra kick. Okay, next jam.
We have an apple butter. The apple butter, as Chef was saying, we do use it with our cauliflower appetizer and our wrap. And I think a lot of my fellow coworkers just see these jams coming in and they're not realizing that, you know, Elizabeth produced them, you know, in the sense of like, wow, we're really using them, you know, and it's really nice to see that.
And this is my kind of jam because it is, I'm more of a savory guy.
Well, and you know, running a farm-to-table restaurant in New England, obviously pickling, preserving, curing, it's a big part of what we do. So to be able to do this on a large scale, where we can sell them in the barn, but also then really utilize them in the restaurant, it's very effective for us.
Okay, what's the last one that you brought?
That is the apple butter.
Mini little apple pie crust right here.
This speaks.
You want some, Phil? I feel
made
bad.
Made in USA.
Them all right. Well, I like that one. That's got some nice like holiday spices with it too. If you didn't get enough of the holidays a month ago. So you can get these if you come to Kringle Candle on the farm table, making them at the Franklin County CDC, making them with as much of the local berry product as you can get. Where else can you get them?
You can go to Hadley. I have two stores. Maple Valley has a little shop, as well as the Cook's Flavor Farm in Hadley as well.
Elizabeth Walsh is the jam queen at the farm table at Kringle Candle, and Robert Conlin is the executive chef there. You can check out their jams. I don't think you're ready for this, Joey. And Phil Corman, the local hero, folks. BuyLocalFood.org.
Pump up the jam, pump it up, while your feet are stumping, and the jam is...